What's up, guys? Welcome to the Flawed Dad's Guide to Parenting, the podcast all about the average flawed dad learning to be a better parent. Today, we're going to be talking about why do dads love their daughters more than their sons? Or at least, why does it appear so? We're going to dive into a couple of psychological studies that discuss the topic and make a case for why the relationship between fathers and daughters can be stronger than that between fathers and sons. We'll also discuss whether this is a factor of appearance or whether this is in reality something that daughters and sons experience in their relationship with their fathers. Stick around and listen as a couple of flawed dads figure out how not to screw up our kids too bad.
Hey Warren, I have another Google question for you.
Oh, fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, and so am I. The Google is it's a wonderful world that you can go down. So last real conversation that we had was about why do fathers potentially love their daughters more than their wives, okay?
Right.
I was in that rabbit hole already.
Yes.
Okay? And so, hey, went in it. I'm just going to keep digging. And there was another query that came out. And the question was, why do fathers love their daughters, okay, similar theme, more than their sons this time?
Okay. I can see why you would jump to this from why do fathers love their daughters more than their wives.
Seems like a continuation question.
Yeah.
But people have asked this, for
okay.
sure.
Now you theorized in the last one that that it would be the moms asking why their fathers loved their daughters more than their wives.
Right.
So are you theorizing in this one that it's the sons looking to figure out why, or do you think it's still the moms?
I'm placing it like probably 60%, 70% more on the moms. Okay. I don't think sons are... I honestly think the sons, probably at his core, they either don't pay attention to it or don't give a shit.
Not that introspective about this particular topic.
Oh, man.
My dad loves my sister more.
So much more. I don't think that's coming up. I feel like this is probably an observational thing that wives are searching for.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Don't you agree?
Yes and no. I think there's probably definitely situations where sons are looking at this and wondering why dads go easier on their daughters than they do on their sons. Yeah. And I think there's expectations that we as dads would put on our sons that we wouldn't necessarily put on our daughters, which is totally misogynistic and sexist. But either way, I would assume that dads would be much more expecting of their sons and critical of them in terms of physical prowess and that sort of thing, whereas they're less likely to be, you know, all over their daughters about that sort of thing.
There's a familiarity, like the harsh side of things that you are in sons. Like, presumably as a man, you know somewhat how other men think and act, etc. And so you're trying to teach them to be essentially better versions of you most of the time, right?
Yeah.
The goal is for any child to probably be more successful than you are, ideally.
So, yes, I saw a post today when I was looking over my social media, and it said, the greatest compliment that a son can pay his father is, Dad, I want to be just like you. And I thought about that for a minute, and I thought, that's not what I would want as a compliment. I would want as a compliment, Dad, I want to be an even better father than you. Because that would tell me that not only have I done a good job, but I've done a good enough job teaching my son to recognize the areas that I failed and to be even better than I am. And to me, that would be a real compliment.
Okay. Yeah, I can see
that.
I
mean, huge tangent from our topic, but...
Huge tangent. But yeah, I can see that. It's also, you could also clearly come across as like, damn, like...
Yeah.
How could I have gone so bad? Like, I think you have to qualify.
But yeah,
you definitely have to qualify that.
But
if you're making that
compliment, for a kid to recognize that they want to be better than their father means that you have to have been... You know, well, I guess it doesn't mean that you have to have been a decent father, but it would mean a lot more to me for my kids to inspire to be greater than me rather than to just be me, because quite frankly, I see myself as a fairly flawed individual. So hey, for them to want to be just like me,
this is why we have this flawed dad's podcast. Means that I'm
really screwed up. So.
We are all going to screw up at some point.
Oh, definitely.
We all have screwed up at some point, and how can we get better?
And we'll do it again. Yeah.
It's almost like that's the reason why we started this podcast, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Jeez. Something like that. Okay, back to fathers loving their daughters more than their sons. So what is there any empirical evidence behind this or anything like that? Or is it just anecdotal?
So I've been looking in the Google world again. Sure. And I came across a study. This is not a massive study. So this takes with a big, big, massive grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, huge grain of salt.
Okay.
Like the biggest grain you've ever seen.
Okay. It's huge. It's massive.
Hey, good number coming up. 69 okay. fathers.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So expansive.
It's a huge, huge sample size. Okay. The fathers had split up 34 girls and they had 35 boys.
Okay.
Sort of within amongst these fathers.
Okay.
Okay. Specifically in the Atlanta area as well. Okay. We're going very niche, small size in one particular location.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And for 2 days. And they would strap these little recording devices on their father's belts, and it would basically take snippets of sounds every so often.
Okay.
Whatever the frequency is, right? Okay. And so they would listen to the playback of all these different interactions mm-hmm. that their fathers would have with their children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What they found is that fathers overall sang more to their daughters.
Okay.
Okay? And opened up a lot more about their emotions. Sadness, etc., right? Sadness is emotion, as far as I can tell. We try and suppress that.
Yeah.
By and large, Ben, right?
I think that's in one of those mason jars up on my emotional shelf. It just hasn't come out in a long time. It keeps getting larger, but...
money in that jar?
Yeah, exactly.
And then... So what is the reason for that?
Okay.
Right? Why do dads open up potentially more emotional to their daughters than sons?
Sure.
I think there's a sort of that deep down, we could talk about that in a bit. All right. Next is that fathers would actually play with their boys a lot more, though.
Oh, all right? Interesting. So that's contrasting.
Yeah. They would play with them a lot more, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that they're sharing a whole lot more. They'd also use a whole lot more like achievement related, as they called it, language, like proud, win, and okay. top, I guess, that came up often.
Yeah.
Whereas the dads also, they used analytical knowledge or language with their daughters, with words like all, below, and much, I guess, supposedly topping the vocabulary.
Okay.
And so analytical language, supposedly, has been tied to future academic success.
Okay.
Which is that we can go down.
But. Goes back to the episode we had on praise and the importance of how you praise your kids, right?
Yes.
That if you're giving definitive, accomplishment-based praise, you don't get the same results as praise that is actionable.
That
right?
praise so, episode, a lot of good value in there.
Yeah.
Go listen to that one.
Exactly. But the much, that sort of thing, those are you're giving a reference for the ability to do more of it, right? Rather than just, you achieve something and move on.
Yeah, it seems like the study also says the daughters' fathers were more attentively engaged with their daughters, too. Very interesting. They had, fathers evidently also had a lot more of a neural response, as they called it,
okay.
to their daughters' happy facial expressions.
Okay.
Whereas the sons...
Is that like the opposite of microaggressions? micro praise?
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, maybe. Yes. Let's go with it. Let's roll with that.
Thank you for indulging me.
We're going to go down a path of micro...
Aggressions
here.
Okay, sorry. Continue. Hey,
good tangent.
Yeah.
And fathers supposedly had the stronger neural response to their son's neutral facial expressions. I don't know why.
Okay.
Like, hey, son, don't stare at me with that blank ass face. I'm gonna like rip you up. Maybe because rough and tumble, like if they're roughhousing and doing that a whole lot more. Okay. If you see sort of that neutral face, it's like, oh, maybe I'm starting to get under their skin a little bit more. Who knows?
See, you know, being in a household of all females, I have no idea what a neutral face looks like. Like in every situation, they're either happy with me or significantly unhappy with me. So there really is there's no neutral at any point.
When you're sleeping, maybe.
No, they're still mad because maybe I'm snoring or I'm not snoring, which makes Rachel concerned that I've died. Even when I don't snore, it's aggravating.
It's no win. So, there's a no-win situation for you.
So, neutral, that's a foreign concept to me. But I can imagine.
What do you think of this survey or this data? I mean, again, huge sample size, a lot to take into factor.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I could definitely see that with a daughter, particularly dads in this day and age, we're so focused on ensuring that we're empowering our daughters, that sort of thing, that we're going to be more attentive to their feelings and trying to boost them up from a self-confidence perspective, those sorts of things, because it is so important for them to go out in the world in a self-confident state, because the world is constantly beating them down about their own body image and you know, whether it's bullying or whatever, or you know, corporate issues with regards to subversion of female power and all that kind of stuff, that as a dad, you're so focused on giving your daughter every possible skill and boost to walk into the world feeling like she can own it, right? Like a queen. So maybe that's a part of it. I don't know when the survey was done in terms of the dads,
because it was an extensive survey. Doesn't really matter.
Whereas with the son, I think it's almost ingrained in us to accept that physical prowess, whether it be sports or you know, a single achievement, is something that we can celebrate. We don't need to give them the boosts in self-confidence and those sorts of things. I mean, granted, if we do, they're going to be significantly better off.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's why you see kids who are a year ahead physically. So ensuring that you're having babies in January or holding a December baby back to the next year, right, where they're bigger and stronger than other kids, gives them that boost in self-confidence from a hockey player perspective, that they're more likely to get into the NHL.
I'm smiling. That Malcolm Gladwell book, man, that was so good.
Yeah.
Outliers, right? Is that what it was?
That's the one. You know, the idea that self-confidence can have that big of a role, you know, I think as dads, particularly as a dad of daughters, I'm so focused on ensuring that they have that when they go out of the house. So maybe if I had a son, right, I imagine that would be the perspective that he would take it from, or that my wife would take it from.
Yeah, and that's the interesting part as well. Is to me, it's a perceived thing. Again, at its core, I don't think that a father's love will differ from
unless my son's an asshole.
Well, see, and this is where I'm going. This is the only, by and large, right? Assuming all else equal, son loving a son more or less than daughter loving more or less, I don't think that cannot possibly be true. It's there are so many other factors involved, and again, all else being equal, I think it seems like daughters are loved more by their fathers than sons, because more from what we spoke really about a couple weeks back about the wives versus sort of daughters there. just females in general are more empathetic, mm-hmm. and it lends to probably more deeper conversations potentially with a father-daughter.
Sure.
And emotional discussions, and being daughters are probably more affectionate too, right? And vice versa, fathers without any bravado or anything are easily able to offer their love and share that with their daughters without any worry of, I don't know, just, there shouldn't be a worry anyways in this day and age.
It is a funny question though, because if you think back to when everybody our age was having kids, right? And, you know, you'd ask a dad, do you know what you're having, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Boy or girl. And instinctively, anytime a guy said he was having a daughter, you go, oh, sorry. And it's like, do you wish you were having a son? Like that question comes up so much that you would assume that in connection to that, dads would inherently love their sons more than their daughters, because they can connect on a, you know, sports and guy stuff sort of level.
Yeah.
But then once you've had a boy and a girl, you know, is it to assume that you're just going to love the daughter more, even though you were hoping for a son? Like that's the kind of common assumption.
Yeah, I wonder. There's also an unknown factor. I think there's probably more, maybe there is more time spent on a daughter than a son, just because it's like, well, I don't know how this thing really works.
Right. Okay.
I also know the horrible things that go on inside dudes' minds.
Right.
So I'm gonna spend some more time on this this daughter unknown thing, just to try and make sure, like, oh yeah, boys, there are some dangers out there, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been through those dangers myself, and you know, got through it. So he'll probably be okay too.
Yeah,
there's a possibility that there's that. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think it probably just comes down to a protective nature.
Yeah.
Over daughters, you know, feeling like you understand the dangers that are out there. And I don't know, seeing a lot of stuff lately in social media about, you know, that boys' responsibility to ensure that they're not doing something awful towards women. And yet at the same time, as dads, we inherently want to protect our daughters from those sorts of situations, rather than wanting to go out and, you know, teach our sons not to create those situations. And I mean, if particularly being a father of girls, if I had a son, that would be a very important lesson that I was teaching my son. But if I only had sons, would I necessarily be so focused on the idea of teaching my son to ensure that women feel comfortable in every possible situation? Or would I be cheering him on, like back in frat house days, where it's like, oh yeah, you know, go on, do your thing, man.
Right.
Like,
yeah, you have that perspective. You don't have daughters. Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, it's an interesting question. I don't know. It's hard. It definitely, the son-daughter thing, I don't know. I mean, it's the unknown. I still go back to the unknown.
Yeah.
I think it's like just sort of a separate topic somewhat, but just the societal norms and things. Like there's a manly feature of things that if a father has done a reasonable job of showing affection to his son,
mm-hmm.
out in public, for instance.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I have not broached the teenage girl side of things either. So it's very likely that they just don't want anything to do with you either, mm-hmm. and be a million miles away from me, drop me off at the curb, I'll walk type stuff.
Yeah, you're embarrassing me, Dad.
Yeah. I feel like if you did give your daughter a kiss, though, in public, it wouldn't be seen too as embarrassing as if a father gave a kiss to a son. I think there's in general.
Okay.
Again, in general, I feel like there's a like a bravado thing where it's like, no, dad, like just.
Yeah, you're expecting
tap me on the shoulder,
the handshake. Yeah,
that's sort of the expected
different level of affection.
Even a hug is like, all right, like let's do a man hug or chest bump or something here. In general, again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if that is the case, right, especially if boys are maybe separating themselves a little bit more, hey, dad, let me run on my own. I think it's natural that a father could pull himself away a little bit more, right? And you miss out on that, I love you type son moment, right?
Yeah.
Whereas small kisses on the cheeks or a hun or whatever it is, it goes back to what we call daughters. We talked about that before in the last podcast, a few podcasts ago. Sorry. I don't know.
I agree. I think, you know, in circling back around to do dads love their daughters more than their sons? I don't think there's any empirical evidence to suggest that they do. I think that there's one study that says that they use different language with them, but I think that's completely conditioned into us with regards to the way that we want to deal with the particular societal issues around our kids.
Exactly. I think it's not at all true. It's only the fact that it seems, it's just visually, it appears as though it is.
Yeah.
True. Just because like, oh, well, and then there's just an opposite sex thing, right? Like it seems just in general acceptable that, mother, or father and daughter, like, I think maybe there's just a comfort thing, right? I don't know. I guess where it seems like that's the case. There's just a general societal acceptance of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Which makes it seem like they love them more, but it's not true. And who knows who's asking this question? Maybe it's people that just don't have kids and they just see this whole bunch. Like, I wonder why that is.
Yeah.
So there it is. I'm not sure if there's really much else that we can say about the topic.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll wrap it up. And before we go, I wanted to read out one of the comments that we got on, or one of the reviews that we got on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, please.
Okay. So this one is from Mrs. Fonseca. Title is Rad Dads Easy to Listen To.
We apologize if we mispronounce the name.
Yeah. I like this review already.
So. Smiling.
It says, laughter is the best medicine, and these dads sure know how to laugh. Hearing it just makes you smile, even when talking about serious things, you can listen easily and enjoy the camaraderie between the hosts. I don't know if there's any camaraderie here, is there?
I don't know you at all.
The topics are what we are all needing to hear as parents, no matter if you're a mom or a dad. Warren is a gem of a human, and I'd listen to anything he puts out to the world. I'm blushing. Fan me off, Graham. I'm flustered. Thank you very much. For anybody listening, we would love to get your reviews. Please rate and review us. Play us up in the podcast algorithm, as there may be.
The other big thing for us is actually just sharing it with anyone that you might want to listen, who might want to listen, and we'll try and do the rest, take it home. But
yeah, if you can think of any other parents that might need the messaging in our podcast about being flawed and trying to improve every day, we definitely appreciate you sharing the podcast. Additionally, if you want to get in touch with us, you can contact us through the social medias, particularly the Facebook. The Flawed Dad's Guide to Parenting on the Facebook with the Flawed Dad group, a place for people to get together, share their stories, ask questions, and get answers to all those nagging issues that are occurring in your world. Additionally, on Instagram, Flawed Dad Podcast, and by email, flaweddadpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day.
Bye now.